Pope Benedict says the following. He says, in the light of Easter, Christians see themselves as people who truly live. They have discovered real life, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Deliverance from death is at the same time deliverance from the captivity of individualism, from the prison of self, from the incapacity to love and make a gift of oneself. Pretty powerful words, pretty powerful words. And I think what I'd like to focus on in this homily is that attitude of discovering real life. You know, there's many accounts of the risen Lord, and I'm going to mention just a few phrases from just about all of them. Let's go through this one by one. All right. Now, more than what I'm going to say, think about the words and try to look at my face. I'm going to try to express it not only through words, but through my actions. Don't know if I'll do a good job, but we're going to try to do this. All right. You see John, he's out there on the boat, they're fishing. All of a sudden, they get the miraculous catch. And all of a sudden, John, you know, he must be a little bit somber. He's missing Jesus. All of a sudden, when he sees the catch, all of a sudden, it's the Lord! Right? The eyes open, right? The eyes open, the mouth gives. It's the Lord! There's a joy, there's a boom, there's like an eruption in his heart. Right? Now we're going to go to Thomas. You know, Thomas also was a doubter. He was there, all of a sudden, you know, he wouldn't believe until he saw and placed his hands and fingers into the wounds inside of Jesus. All of a sudden, Jesus appears before him. Alright, as he appears, he says, Thomas, you know, put your hand in my side, put your fingers in my wounds. He does, and all of a sudden, my Lord and my God. Boom! The eruption inside. The discovery, like what St. Pope Benedict said, my Lord and my God. Mary Magdalene, she's running to the tomb, you know, not in this gospel, another one, she's running to the tomb, she's looking to take care of Jesus. All of a sudden, he's not there. You know, she starts to get all panicky. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? He's looking for, you know, she's looking for him. She thinks this guy here is the gardener. You know, where is he? Just give him. Give me his body. Give me his body. I'll just throw him over my shoulder and I'll take him with me, you know. She's like going crazy here, crazy with love, right? And all of a sudden, Jesus says to her, Mary. All of a sudden, on hearing her name, Master. The eyes open. Boom! The heart explodes. She kind of wanted to throw herself at Jesus. You know, nope, not yet, not yet. The apostles, you know, they're walking. The two disciples, Thomas, they're walking. You know, they're all downcast, disgruntled. All of a sudden, Jesus appears to them. They don't notice him. And all of a sudden, he starts to reveal scripture. And all of a sudden, their hearts start to burn. And they kind of realize this is Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Stay with us, Lord. Don't go. Stay with us, Lord. Boom. The light, the eruption of the heart, boom, the love of God. Do we have that? That's the question. That's the question that we really have to ponder, each and every one of us. Do I have that? Am I enlightened? It's the Lord. And is my heart exploding with joy and a desire to possess this Lord? Or are we, yeah, it's Easter. This is serious. I'm joking around, but I'm not joking around. What is our attitude? What is our attitude as Christians to this mystery, to this feast of Easter? How am I celebrating it? What's going on inside of me? Not so much the exterior, the parties and the firework, that's all good too, but not so much what's going on outside. What's going on inside of me today? What is going on inside of me today? Am I erupting with joy? Am I seeking Him? Am I truly enraptured that He has risen, that He has delivered me from my sins, from death, from possible condemnation? Am I just like going ballistic interiorly in discovering this, in being enlightened to this truth? Has the reality of Christ crucified really penetrated into my heart? My dear friends, Mary Magdalene, beautiful woman, she was so in love with Jesus, she wanted to touch him, and Jesus said, no. St. Thomas really wasn't looking. Well, he wanted to touch him and he got a chance to, and Jesus did. Alright, what's the difference? Why did Jesus say no to Mary Magdalene and yes to St. Thomas? You know, when Mary Magdalene wanted kind of to go back to get to that intimacy, that closeness as before, forgetting the passion, forgetting the cross, forgetting everything that just has happened. But St. Thomas, when he touched those wounds, that's a lesson for us to know that when we think about the risen Jesus, the glorified Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, the living Jesus, we cannot forget His passion. We can't forget the cross. They go together. And you know something, my dear friends? How lucky we are. Almost, I'd say, luckier than those first few who knew Jesus. Because we not only can touch Him, we receive Him. We can receive Him in the Eucharist. And how beautiful that is. We, today, on this Feast of the Resurrection, we can receive Jesus. I want to read you a little quote from St. John, about the Eucharist. Jesus says this, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you do not have life within you." Very important. These are Jesus' words. If I want that life, that eternal life, I need Him. I need the Eucharist. "Whoever eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up again on the last day." It's a promise of our resurrection. The Eucharist is a promise of our resurrection. How beautiful that is. The more united I am with the Lord, I am being united to Him. I'm going to suffer in this life. I'm going to suffer with Him. You know, I will have my cross. You will have your crosses. The sufferings will come. But I'm receiving the promise that He will raise me up on the last day. "For My flesh is true food, and My blood is true drink. Whoever eats My flesh and drinks My blood remains in Me, and I in him." The promise of union, my dear friends. We're looking for happiness. All of us are looking for happiness, my dear friends. And this is it. This right here is where you're going to find your happiness, your eternal happiness. And it begins here. Just to quote Brother Ben the other day. Here is when we're the Mass. We are invited to go to heaven. Today, the Lord is inviting each and every one of you to go to heaven and receive Him. And He's inviting all of you as well, if you have the time and you can, to go to heaven every day. Go to Mass every day if you have the time and receive the risen Lord. Let Him resurrect your hearts. Look at it. We all fall into sin. We're all sinners. Maybe we're not falling into mortal sin, but we sin. We commit venial sins. We commit small sins. God forgives us in Mass of all our venial sins. He resurrects our hearts. You know, He gives us strength. The strength of love. Our strength is knowing that we're loved. That's it. That's it. That's our strength as Christians. Once I know that I am loved by Christ, I'll do anything for Christ, says Fulton Sheen. And that's the whole thing. Discovering this love that God has for me. How beautiful that is, my dear friends. Think about it all day today and for the rest of your lives. Am I discovering, am I experiencing that love of God in my heart, in my life? Am I a witness like Peter, like John, like Mary Magdalene? Am I a witness like they are to what it means to discover, to experience in my life the resurrected Lord? Well, I'm not going to talk too much. I think I said enough, and I think I said some pretty good things in there. The Lord, it's food for thought for me as a priest. I'm going to be thinking about this. Have I really experienced the love of God in my life? Have I been transformed by that love to a really true Christian witness in the world? May we ask Our Lady, who truly must have loved Jesus this day, who must have rejoiced at seeing her Son again, the embrace that they must have had, must be, oh my goodness, there's food for thought right there for everyone. How did Mary embrace Jesus? How did Jesus embrace Mary when they first saw one another? You see, our joy, my dear friends, depends on our love of God. Look at, if I love God a little, well, I'm going to rejoice a little when I see Him. If I love God a lot, I'm going to rejoice a lot. If I love God totally, I'm going to rejoice to no end. So this all depends, my dear friends, on what's in our hearts. What's in our hearts? Don't get too caught up about all the exterior things that you may do today. You probably have some good, you probably go out, get something to eat. You probably spend some time with your friends. But make time for Jesus. Make sure that your love, your heart is given over to Him today. And let Him fill you with His love, His joy. Amen.